Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yeah, it's Donkey of the Day for Thursday, April 15th, goes to Jonathan Pentland. Oh, the mayonnaise is heavy on this one, ladies and gentlemen. Who is Jonathan Pentland? Well, he's a white active duty soldier assigned to Fort Jackson in South Carolina. Salute to everyone at Fort Jackson in Columbia, South Carolina. Salute to everyone in the Metro. The 803 is home. I love the Met. Drop one of Clues Bombs for the Met, damn it. Okay, salute to everybody who listens to us on Hot 103.9 in Columbia, South Carolina. Now, if you haven't seen this video or heard this story, let me paint the picture for you. Imagine walking through your neighborhood, the neighborhood you live in, and a human comes and tells you that you don't belong there. Well, that's what happened in this situation. Because it was caught on video. Let's go to WIS NBC 10 for the report, please.
Peaceful protests, authorities say tonight, have turned disruptive. Richland County deputies were called to the neighborhood just before 8:30 tonight due to vandalism. Well, here's a look at that video that sparked the protests and has now been shared across the country, showing Jonathan Pentland confronting a young black man who is walking on the sidewalk outside of the Pentland's home. Well, today, Richland County Sheriff Leon Lott made it clear that the young man in the video was a victim. And the Richland County Sheriff's Department says that Jonathan Pentland was arrested this morning and charged with assault and battery. This in the third degree, and the U.S. Department of Justice is also looking into the incident.
According to the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Pentland could face up to 30 days in jail or a $500 fine.
Oh, thank you, WIS-TV in Columbia, South Carolina. By the way, some great people come out of there, okay? Or came out of there. Craig Melvin, who is currently on NBC Today, and Rashida Jones, who is the current president of MSNBC, first black woman to lead a cable news network, dropping the clues bombs for my peoples. Craig Melvin and Rashida Jones, okay? But back to the matter at hand, Jonathan Pentland. All right, you know I can't help but think of George Zimmerman in this situation. This is the kind of energy that got poor Trayvon Martin killed. Okay, Jonathan Pentland was an agitator, an aggressor, a bully. This young brother was walking through the neighborhood. From what I see in this video, clearly wasn't a threat to Jonathan Pentland, minding his business. Jonathan looked like Bill Goldberg compared to this young brother. Jonathan looked like he knows his way around an octagon, okay? And the way he was invading this young brother's space, this young brother had every right to defend himself because he was being threatened. Probably wouldn't have went well, but, you know, he had the right to do it. Now, according to the sheriff's department, the victim approached several neighbors in a threatening manner, and the confrontation escalated after a neighbor asked Pentland to intervene. The sheriff said an unspecified underlying medical condition might have led to the victim approaching the neighbors. I call cap. Okay, here's why I call BS on that. Jonathan Pentland is a U.S. Army soldier. Soldiers know how to get ready for combat. If neighbors came to him and told him they felt threatened or were threatened or there was a perceived threat, would this man come out of his house barefoot in basketball shorts? Probably with no drawers on if he really thought it was a threat. Let's listen to the actual altercation.
Go away right now.
Call the police.
Hey, they've already been called. They're just waiting.
I'm taking fights with who?
Let's you know go. What? Maybe you should hang out a little longer. Let's we'll see go. How it goes. Then we won't have to get the report by ourselves.
What is it you're doing here?
And walk.
There's a difference between pushing
sure
you.
You're the aggressor, buddy.
You're aggressive on the neighborhood.
Someone came running.
Walk back.
You better walk away. You walk away. You're talking to my wife right now.
That's your wife.
Walk away.
I didn't do
walk away.
Check it out. You either walk away or I'm gonna carry your ass out of here.
Dude,
what do you want to do? You're in the wrong neighborhood, motherfucker. Get out. Get out. Where? Where's your house? What's your address?
Maybe we should walk you home.
Walk me home?
Well, you bet. You want to bet what I can do?
I live here, sir.
Jonathan might have been alerted by neighbors, but he knew it was no threat. Barefoot and basketball shorts, probably no drawers on. Nah, you knew it wasn't a threat. And didn't I think I'm mistaken, but I feel like I heard the wife say, maybe we should walk you home. Why would you walk a threat home? Okay. Jonathan knows he had white privilege on his side. He knows he had a significant size advantage on this guy. And if I'm not mistaken, I heard the young brother say to Jonathan Pentland, you smell drunk. I don't know what's what. All I know is what I saw in this video. And in light of the country we live in, the current climate of the country, all I heard was Jonathan Pentland sounding like this.
We don't take kindly to your types around here.
Look, Jonathan, if you're racist, okay, and you want segregation back in South Carolina, just say that. Okay, I'm gonna tell you something. I wish I could be ignorant to all this stuff because it's too much. I want somebody to come to me with the MIB zapper and erase my memory after this week, because when I see situations like the one that happened in the summit in Columbia, South Carolina, I can't stop but think about, you know, what could have happened. Okay, I told you it was very George Zimmerman-ish to me. All right? So it takes me right back to the trauma of the Trayvon Martin situation. And not just the Trayvon Martin situation, but every situation in the history of black existence where a white man is telling a black person they don't belong. Okay? We are in a constant trauma loop. All right? Black people got generational trauma stuck all through our body. And I swear every damn day we get triggered by videos and situations like this that keep that trauma stuck there. I am tired. Okay, so very tired. And if you are tired of me getting on this radio talking about racism, then imagine how tired black people are of experiencing it. Please let Kathy Griffin give Jonathan Pentland the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Does Chelsea Handler have anything to say?
Hee-haw, hee-haw. That is way too much Dan mayonnaise.
Okay. Anybody else here? Speak now, forever hold your peace.
Cracker-ass cracker.
Oh, Chris. Chris always comes out of nowhere with that. That guy is something else, ain't he? Okay.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.